Your child is autistic. Four of the most frightening words any new parent can hear. You need answers immediately. Why my child? Will my child ever have what we consider a normal life? What are the routine treatments my kid can receive today to ensure a more enriching life tomorrow? But the answers, they're not there. You hear words like spectrum, and learn that each child is an individual case. Though so similar, what works for Timothy may not work for Abby. And then the heavy load settles in, weighing on your shoulders, a cavern of loneliness, of misguided guilt, and desperation opens in your chest. Tears. Stop it. Because you are anything but alone. Hear these words. Welcome to the beginning of your journey. Welcome to strength and determination you never knew you had. Welcome to a completely new view of the world that begins and ends with the eternal, everlasting, undying love you have for your child. I want you to hear from the Woodring family. Zachary's now 10 years old and the rock star of Zach's Pack. He's the inspiration behind the annual Shootout for Autism, returning this June to Ozark Shooter Sports Complex. This is truly candid insight from mom and dad, Michael and Heather, on where they are today. They write, "Our family's grown so much in the years since the diagnosis. This disorder has shaped us in our path in life. When we began our journey, we longed for a cure. It was what we wanted, what we needed. It was the light at the end of the tunnel, an end goal. The hope of a cure kept us pushing and hopeful for the future, but so many years have passed now. Special diets have been tried, therapies implemented, shots given, supplements forced, an entire menagerie of trials completed. And autism is still with us. Despite the struggles, we're making it, enjoying our family and cherishing each bit of progress along the way. Zachary has grown into a wonderful and energetic 10-year-old who continues to inspire us and countless others to be better people. He cannot write. He cannot have a conversation with us. He still requires assistance for bathing, dressing, and using the restroom. And much of the time he's in his own world, but every time a connection is made through a song or a smile, we know we're fortunate. And what if there were a cure? What would that cure be? Just what would it take? How would it affect our son, his future, and our lives? The little boy we love, the one with the bright eyes and boundless energy, the one with the quirky behaviors we've embraced. What if he no longer rubbed the toe of his shoe across the ground until it wore away the sole? What if he stopped incessantly wiping at every spot that caught his eye on the walls and floors? What if he quit chewing holes in the collar of his shirts? What if he stopped constantly scripting every movie line he'd ever heard? Would we miss all the things that make him who we've known for the past 10 years? These are the challenges of today that barricade the path to a brighter future. If only we could spend a day in his shoes and see the world and all its challenges from his point of view. Our hope is that Zachary will eventually engage us in conversation and explain so much of the mystery from years past. These thoughts are overwhelming at times. Those times at night when we look at our little guy comfortably snuggled between us in bed. Those times when we're tired and the challenges of the day have worn us down. Those times when we see other parents with neurotypical children enjoying all the childhood rites of passage. Those are the times we desperately hope for improvement in the future, and our passion for advocacy and fundraising are reaffirmed. As our unsure future continues to unfold, we focus on the importance of what can be done right now, Right now, we can affect change for our son and others who struggle with autism by ensuring that we advocate for him, increase awareness and acceptance, and seek new technologies and tools for him to learn, interact, and succeed. This is why we support Autism Speaks. That's Michael and Heather Woodring. And what I hear 10 years in is bravery, not fear. Acceptance of the challenges they continue to face as a family, of their reality. Persistence to shape a more accepting society. And hope for simple communication, to one day understand each other without question, to have a common language with their son. Harness what you can control, your strength, motivation, your dignity and compassion, and humbly pray for what you can't. Unconditional love will be your guide.